בוקר טוב, יום רביעי בשבת, איפה הם? תביא אותם. יום רביעי בשבת קודש.
חברה.
פרשת ראה, today is כף וב. Officially, we have, after this, we have one more week.
That's it?
Oh, it's another week.
One more next week, not the last, but until Be'ezrat Hashem next year. Next week is the last week.
Next week?
Oh,
next week, no?
Next week is the last week.
I thought we go to the 22nd,
no? No, to the 15th. To that next week.
You're going to start earlier.
Yeah. To Rosh Chodesh. No, after Rosh Chodesh. Rabotai. Dave, so like this. Yesterday we stopped at this Tosfot, Ba'asherah, this big iceberg Tosfot. Yeah? You know, I told you yesterday, the iceberg one. So he says like this. Yeah, let's see Tosfot. Tosfot actually is going to have two shitot which are very similar to the Rishonim that we saw yesterday, to the Ravid, to the Ramban, the Chul. Yalla. Refaim Tase. Ba'asherah. Ba'asherah shel Moshe. Yeah, just to get back into the sugya. What are we saying yesterday? We had a stira in the Gemara, yeah? Asherah ve'ina nidachat. By the way, this is Shabbat's daf. Lamed Aleph. Daf Yomi is catching up to SBM on Shabbat. But by Sunday they're gonna pass us.
Are you gonna go past Tosfot and Daf Yomi?
What do you mean?
Is the Rav gonna go past Tosfot and Daf Yomi?
We do Tosfot in that, but in my Daf Yomi we do
Tosfot. I was saying since the Rav knows like all the
every Tosfot.
Throwing a couple other.
Yeah, it was a tishim. Whatever I have time for, I don't have so much time. But whatever I have time for. So mikol makom, see it worked that nice. Yeah. Anyway, so
now we had. That just sound like buckies. You go around pretending. Like
yeah, now go talk to the Daf Yomi people. Start. You do Tosfot, you do Shomim, Acharonim, Kapot Marim. You don't learn Kapot Marim, Makara Lechon. You have to tell them. So, like this. So the Gemara had a stira. Asher Avinah Nidachat Pasul. Ay, Rav says Kasher. Says the Gemara La Kasher. What are we talking about? How did the Gemara resolve that question?
It's talking about Asher
Moshe. Yeah, the Mishnah is talking about Asher Moshe, which is what? That over there, that doesn't have Bitul, and therefore, it's Katutim Mechtat Sha'ore. It doesn't have a Shi'ur, and Lachin it's Pasul. The Gemara proves it from the fact that the Mishnah puts it in the same category as Ayna Nidachat. Yeah? Ayna Nidachat is a parasha?
Six
parasha. Huh? Yeah. Tov. So he says like this.
Speak
accent. Is it Tov? He says Tov. No, he's good. He's good. Now, Omer. Yamatan Shem.
Ben
Moshe. Yefe. Halevi.
Yes. Hamashiach. This guy called me up. He's like Yamatan Shem Ben Moshe Halevi Hamashani.
Oh really? Tov. I don't know. No. I don't believe in those labels. The only label I believe in is Yehudi.
Yehudi.
That's the only label that matters.
And lazy.
Mashiach is like Malchus. Mashiach is like.
Being a Yid is Malchus. Yeah, being a Yid. It doesn't matter whether Mashiach or Moroccan or Ashkenaz. Yehudi. Bnei Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Yeah? Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashiach? What pitom?
They call the guy up. Ben Avram, Ben Yosef, Ben Avil Nagon.
Nice. It's Tzorch La'asot. That's the Ikara Ga'ava. The pride that we have to have is Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We're all Bnei Melachim. Kulanu. Yeah, there's a pasuk in the Torah. Kulanu Bnei Ish Echad Nachnu. Achim Anachnu. Lo Ayinu Meragelim. Right by the... Yeah, that's the Shvatim. They said, we're all brothers. Lam Shanei, you came from this country, that country. All these countries are irrelevant. You know why? Because they're all Galut countries. I was supposed to be from Eretz Yisrael. So what are we doing? We're celebrating that we came from this kind of Galut. That's... Miskenim, we got thrown out into these Galut countries, so we got there. Nahon? Aval, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're all going to come back. All those countries are going to be irrelevant. We're all Yehudim. Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Eretz Yisrael. Ze Aikar. Nahon? Tikra. Yeah? Says Tosfos. Which means that it must be. There's a baraita in Chulin. Over there it talks not about kisui hadam. It's in perek kisui hadam. Over there it's talking about the lulav, and it says if you take lulav shel avodah zarah lo yatsa, must be like our Mishnah is talking about Asherah de Moshe. So too in Chulin. Go ahead. V'chin tzarich. Yeah.
Didn't he just address this in the last Tosfot?
No. Over there he was talking about Afar. Over here he's talking about Lulav.
Was actually Lulav there in Petet?
In Chulin it talks about both Afar Shel Eina Nidachat and also about Lulav. Okay, Vaiter.
Chin Tzarich Taret Ashofar Katani Hatam Tadalayata. ופרק ראו בית דין בשובר של עבוד זר לא יתקע ומצג לא יצא.
How are you going to resolve that contradiction about the שופרות? One says יצא, one says לא יצא. Apparently says Tosot, we're going to have to do the same thing. That what? That the שופר came from what?
Da irinda.
Well, Ira nidachat, Asherah, you can, I don't know, Asherah de Moshe, but whatever.
An Asherah tree, you're going to make a shofar.
Maybe Ira nidachat. Yeah, weiter. V'chein perek mitzvat chalitza nivamot. Amar Abba.
V'sandal shavad zara chalitzata shera. Lam rean dimechtat shure dahanu v'avod zara denachid, yesh la bitu.
Ooh, now Tosot introduces this. This is going to be the running theme throughout the rest of Tosfot. Anytime we see in Shas that something from Avodah Zarah is kasher, for instance, a chalitza shu, over there, if it was part of Avodah Zarah, over there, you know why it's kasher? Why is the chalitza kasher? Because over there, it belonged to a goy. And now, Tosfot says over here, was the goy mevatel yet?
No.
Even though he wasn't mevatel.
It's shayach to...
I want just a two-liner, Chidushei Ritva. I don't know if you saw it. The Ritva says that it's only kasher b'di'avad when you weren't when the goy wasn't mevatel yet. Because if the goy was actually already mevatel, what's the halacha? It's kasher afilu lechatchila.
Oh, wow.
Tikrata says. Look,
I didn't get up to that.
Could you
just get up? Wadai. Yeah. Hey, sechondi. Yeah. Bechon. Tikrata. I'm trying. Okay.
Yeah.
Says. Yeah. Amar Rava.
פירש, אפילו קודם ביטול דילה לאחר ביטול, אפילו תתגלה נמי גיוון דשאר להדיעות לא מעיס למצווה.
Once it becomes, once, when does it become kasher? Rabbi Nutam is going to argue. But according to this part in Tosfot, the halacha is that as long as it's bitulable, the halacha is it's kasher, at least on a b'di'avad level. Comes the Ritba and says that that's only on a b'di'avad level. But once you are actually, the goy was actually mevatel, le'alacha, it becomes kasher l'chatchila. Why? Because since it's mutar for a mundane usage, it's kasher afilu l'gavoa, ya'aneh afilu l'mitzvah, it's kasher l'chatchila.
What's the process to mevatel something?
Like, this is mevatel. It's no longer avodah zarah.
So you just say,
I nullify this from being avodah zarah.
So the nudge just has to say, like, oh, I nullify this?
Picks it up also.
Huh?
Picks it up as a kino yanke says it, no?
It's
the
kinoy
first.
The
nadir,
it's already his.
It belongs to the nadir. The last part, the next part of Tosfot is talking about where the Jew takes it from. Okay, now, Vaitin takes it.
It's so funny how like they worship these as gods. Like they have so much power, and four words get rid of all the power. No, yeah. No longer of what is on.
Because it doesn't have power. You have to undo the Isur. Remember, Goyim are also mitzvah on Avodah Zarah. They're not allowed. It's one of Sheva mitzvot ben Enoch, Asur Lehem.
There's still pleasure for going to Avodah Zarah today?
There's pleasure. That's their, you know, their theology. That's what they believe in. You know them.
I'm going to give you hopefully how is Christianity and Islam like still relatively religious. So Christianity is still monotheistic. They do believe in Hashem.
No, that's Islam.
Sorry, Islam.
Why does Ashkenazim believe that Christianity is Avodah Zarah?
The Rambam says Christianity is machloket Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam whether belief in Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Rambam says yes, it is. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, but it's a different story.
The Rav Shechter says it's not, he argues on all the Ashkenazi posts.
טוב, מכל מקום, תקרא אתה. Yeah. והוא דקטני לא יצא. The one that says that with the shofar, with the lulav, ינה יוצא מה זה? בעבודה זרה די ישראל שאינה בטלה עולמית. Over there, since it doesn't have any ביטול, so therefore, if it doesn't have, if it's not eligible for ביטול, what's its status?
Not
bitul. Hello. The man has to be burnt. And therefore, why not? Lo yatza, why? If it's not bitulable, why? Huh? Therefore, why? Because it doesn't have the shiur. Understand? If it's bitulable, it still has a shiur. If it's not bitulable, then it has to be destroyed, and therefore it doesn't have a shiur.
What makes it bitulable?
Belonging to a goy.
Did
you
make
it be told? No. Vayter bim tomar. The halacha is, guess what? Avodah zarah of a goy is only bitulable when it's still, only when it's in the hands of a goy. Once it comes to the hands of Israel, you're toast. So what are we talking about over here? A lulav. Which means that the guy, why is he saying he wants to do mitzvah lulav? Once the lulav, even though it belonged to a goy, once it comes into the hands of Israel,
it's his.
Now it's his. He was magbiyah. Now it's no longer bitulah. So what are we talking about? How could he ever be yotzeh according to this explanation? תקרא, יעשה ואיש אמן, תחובי.
נשמר, כגון שהגביע אמנת שלו לקנות, דהר ומנה על שאין שלו.
כשרה. חליצתה כשרה. One second. So he says what? Hey, when he's taking from the goy, he's taking with kavana not to be kone. Hey, wait a second. Don't you need lachem by lulav? What do you mean you have in kavana not to be kone? Yeah, says Teisves. And what are we talking about, Yatsa? Yeah, tikra. Velulav biyom tov sheni uvishmaati. Yeah, so he says, Bekitzer, what do we... One second. What are we trying...
You can't use a bard word on the Yom Tov Yishon.
Yeah, on the first day, why is it... It's going to be pasul on the first day because anyways, it's not going to be lachem. What are we talking about over here when he says, Rava says, Im Natal Yatsa, Natal Yatsa only says Tosfot two things. First of all, it's only talking about on the second day. Second of all, it's talking about when he has Kavana, Lo Liknot.
Yeah, second day and on.
Nachon. First day? Which is a big Okimta. Tosfot says that the Gemara is talking about. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't say that. Tosfot said that's the only way you can understand this Gemara. What are you saying?
So, this
tzaddik,
you asked
a
sick question.
Yeah. This tzaddik has a name. Tishan oto.
Yisrael Meir.
Tereda mi ze? The Helega Chafetz Chaim. Okay.
Yisrael Meir asked a question. So we came to this maskana.
You know you're a tzaddik too. It rubs off. Tov la tzaddik, tov li shcheno. Where's that?
Yikevot?
Sukkah.
Come on, guys.
Last dad.
Nun vav. Mashbiro,
Masbi'o, lo mashbi'o. Mashbi'o always makes it swear. Masbi'o is satisfying. Yeah? Go ahead.
He said, if you go to like a supermarket and you buy the food but you don't have the kavana that it's yours, is it still yours?
You did a kinyan though.
You bought it.
It's not yours. You don't have a kavana.
They're saying he thinks it's only about the kavana, not about the actual kinyan.
It's not. No.
It seems like that's what we're saying from this.
Over here, you didn't
do a kinyan here at all.
You didn't buy it.
I'm saying, you picked it up. You
picked it up, you took it. That doesn't mean you acquired it.
You don't have kavana for it.
When you actually buy something, you're acquiring it.
If you pick it up in the grocery store, but you don't go to the cashier yet, did you buy it yet?
No.
So why would we say that it's like...
The goy is giving it to him.
Oh.
He's not buying it. The goy is giving it to him.
Oh, okay.
Can I borrow your avodah zarah stick?
When does it become his?
You understand what I'm saying?
Once he lifts it up.
So over here, he's not buying it. The goy is... lending it to him, quote unquote, or giving it to him, whatever you want to call it. And when he takes it, he's having kavana, lo liknot. Verstehen? Hala. Yeah? Weiter.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was...
No, it's not over yet. Don't worry. But it moves. This Tosot moves. Anybody finish Tosot?
No,
yeah.
I only got up to you.
Okay, don't worry. Alti dago. Yana, go ahead.
משמעתין, תאומץ לשוני למדתם ביום טוב ראשון, ולא הווה צריך להיות מבאשר אדם משה.
אלא משום
לגצי דום יד, עיר הידחת.
ואפילו ביום טוב שני. Unbelievable. Tosfot says a huge thing now. You know what the Gemara... Maskanat the Gemara, when we say Ashera Fasul, the Gemara says Ashera de Moshe. You know, the Gemara says Tosfot, the Gemara could have avoided that. Why? Because it could have been non-Ashera de Moshe, meaning regular Avodah Zarah thing belonging to a goy. But on the first day, even if I took it without kavana to be koneh, what would be the case on the first day? It's still pasul because of what?
Shalachem.
Therefore, says Tosfot, the Gemara really didn't have to say Asherah de Moshe. It could have gave this case, and it still would have been pasul. The only reason why it did do Asherah Shel Moshe is what? No. Well, yes, but why? Because it wanted to be compatible with Eid HaNidachat, which is something that's already Katutei Mechtat Sheureh and is non-bitulable. Can you be Mevatel Eid HaNidachat?
Never.
It doesn't work. Once it's Eid HaNidachat, what's the halacha? You gotta raise it down. You gotta burn it down. Huh?
Yeah.
What makes something Eid HaNidachat?
Most of the cities.
When a majority of... No.
Rome.
A Jewish city in Eretz Israel and a majority of the Jewish residents of the city are worshipping Avodah Zarah. That makes the city Eid HaNidachat and has to be burnt down.
You burn the city with them in the city?
Huh?
You just burn the actual city?
No, the Gemara says you have to kill the people by sword, kill everybody in there, and then burn down the city.
What about the tzaddikim? There's obviously like a few tzaddikim here and there, no? Every town's like a sprinkling?
Not if they're staying in the city.
This is the city. Tzaddikim move away. Yeah. Tov, weiter. Okay, says Teisves. So this was all the first part of Tosfot. Ve'rabenu tam mefaresh.
Rabbeinu Tam, what's Tosfot trying to answer here? We have some Gemarot, right? The Gemara says one place we say Netelo Yatza, one says Netelo Lo Yatza. First answer in Tosfot was Avodah Zarah Vagoy, Avodah Zarah Yisrael. Avodah Zarah Vagoy, what? Bitulable Yatza. Avodah Zarah Yisrael. Or even a Goy that comes to a Jew's hand, unbitulable, and therefore Lo Yatza. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, I will resolve this Stira a different way. Both of them are Avodah Zarah Vagoy. Azma, Ot Pam. Kan Kodem Bitul, Kan Lachar Bitul. When you were already mevatel, what's the halacha? Good. If you were not yet mevatel, says Rabbeinu Tam, what's the halacha? No good. Hey, what does Tosfot say about something that's bitulable, but you have not yet actually done it, says Tosfot? First pshat, kasher. Rabbeinu Tam says, it's only kasher when you actually do it. Why? Anusvara, says Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead. Not because it's asur. No. Why? Because it's ma'us. You know it's lo yatza? Because when it's still in avodah zarah state, even though that could be changed later, it is abominable. It's disgusting in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be used for a mitzvah.
That's ma'us, like disgusting?
Yeah. Lefi shehaya alav shem avodah zarah. V'chein, same thing by chalitza. Go ahead.
V'chein lo tichlot bo.
Same thing, you shouldn't use the sandal for the chalitza lechatechila when it's still avodah zarah status on it. V'afilu im timtze nomar. He says, even according to what we said in the Tosfot before, that what does the Gemara say about covering blood, kisui adam, with afar irani dachat mutar? What about asherah? Lo batuach, but says Tosfot. Let's say we compare asherah to irani dachat. Nevertheless, can you compare kisui adam to chalitzashu? No. Why?
Because kisui adam is good always.
Why? What's the difference?
Kisui adam is not a mitzvah. It's not using the thing for a mitzvah, you're just covering the name.
Well, like Kisui Adam is a mitzvah. Oh, so this is a chefet shel mitzvah.
Yeah.
This is the sandal of the chalitza, or the lulav, or the shofar. Those are chafatzim of mitzvah, so it's not comparable to the dirt that you're just covering something else over. Vayter. V'ad mishane hacha, be'ashera de Moshe, v'na mishane b'de nochri. Now we're asking the same question that Tosfot asked before on themselves, on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, you told me even a nochri's avodah zarah, pre-bitul, is lo yatza. So how come the Gemara used the answer of ashera de Moshe as opposed to avodah zarah v'goy? Yeah, wouldn't that work according to you too? Go ahead. The kodem bitul mishum.
Isn't this the same question as before?
Yes. Yeah. Mishum. The mishenikzatz alulav min adekel nitbatel. Unbelievable. Hear what he says? Rabbeinu Tam says, you know why we can't do that? Let's say the goy worshipped palm tree. Palm tree. He worshipped it. Became asherah. Lo de Moshe. Regular asherah. The goy. I asked the goy, can I take a lulav? He says, yeah. Go. So I take it. Once I cut it off, what happens? It's no longer part of the tree. And therefore what? That's actually called physical bitul. And now it's considered kasher le mitzvah. That's why the Gemara, according to Tosfot, Rabbeinu Tam says the Gemara couldn't have used the case of avodah zarah of the nochri. Because why? We're looking for a case that would be no good. Once you cut it, that's in and of itself intrinsic bitul. And therefore that would be kasher. That's why the only case that wouldn't be kasher that the Gemara could have used is what? Asherah de Moshe.
That's the shinui of object, right?
Correct. Because now it's not the tree anymore. It's not a tree. It's a branch. Now this branch got broken from the tree. It's kasher.
What if they cut it? You ask to go and they cut it.
Still, gam bitul, odi yoter tov. Yeah.
That's pshat. Right?
In their words.
Yeah.
That's pshat. Why is there any bitul whatsoever? Just cut off the branches.
No. So first of all, don't forget. According to Tosfot, you don't need actual bitul. It just has to be bitulable. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, you actually need bitul, but cutting it off is actual bitul. It's even stronger than verbal bitul.
So why does verbal even matter? It's honestly easier to just cut it off. Don't have to ask for permission.
Tov, even better. Even better. Is it tov? Tamshir. Uvperek mitzvat chalitza. Oh, over there it says what? Avodah Zarah itself has bitul. Tikrovet avodah zarah, which means not what was actually worshipped, but what? Things that were offered to the avodah zarah. That's not bitulable. ולא מפליג בשל עבודה זרה גופה?
Like מוקשה?
Kind of. ולא מפליג בשל עבודה זרה גופה בין קודם ביטול לאחר ביטול? Yeah, what do we see from here? According to Rabbeinu Tam, why didn't it say, hey, Rabbeinu Tam, you tell me, there's a difference in avodah zarah itself, what was worshipped before or after bitul, the Gemara over there doesn't make that chiluk. What does the Gemara say by sandal shel chalitza? Avodah zarah itself can be mevutal. Tikrovet avodah zarah, what's tikrovet, what I just say?
An
offering to the avodah zarah, like a matana to the avodah zarah, that's, that can never be mevutal.
Matana to the avodah zarah.
Like a...
Mook said, they said this animal is going
to
be...
Like you give it like a korban, or say you give like a gift
what's
to the avodah zarah.
What's it called after it's brought, it has a name?
Tikrovet.
You make it so like a...
Huh? Huh?
Declare
it to the Avodah Zarah? Yes. You didn't worship it, you're just offering it to the Avodah Zarah. So now Tosfot asks, how come the Gemara over there did not use the Chiluk, like Rabbeinu Tam said, of actual Avodah Zarah, just pre or post Bitun? How come the Gemara didn't
one,
do that?
One, you wanted to do it, one, you actually did it.
No, but over there, Rabbeinu Tam... We don't have to look for Tikrovet. We could stay in Avodah Zarah proper, what was worshipped, and what's the Chiluk going to be, whether Yatzah or Lo Yatzah, whether you're Mevatel or not. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara is Mechalek between Avodah Zarah versus Tikrovet Avodah Zarah. How come? Says the Gemara, because the Gemara, it says Tosfot, the Gemara wanted to teach me something else. Agav Urche, Kamash Malan, you're right. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara could use my chiluk, but the Gemara wanted to teach me a random din that tikrovet avodah zarah doesn't have any bitul ever, even in the hands of a goy. Even in the hands of the goy, kol shekin in the hands of Israel, tikrovet avodah zarah can never be batil. Okay, weiter. Uvahid ra'u bedin. Yeah. Who wants to jump in? Nachshon.
Someone has the thought, the covenant to use it for Avodah Zarah, the Jew or the non-Jew, we said before that the din of the non-Jew, if you use it, if you haven't used it, even in this case, you're never going to be able to use it. What's this case? In this case, where you declare verbally you're going to use it for Avodah Zarah, an offering, to offer it up to Avodah Zarah, the Jew or the non-Jew, any of them, it's no good.
Why is it different than before? If he's washing it there, obviously he wants it to be Avodah Zarah.
Oh, because you can break a worshipped object, because a worshipped object is not really... Nothing changes about it. You worshipped it, you can unworship it. But something that you offer to Avodah Zarah, that can't be broken.
We'll take it back.
Yeah.
Isn't that worse, though? Avodah Zarah itself is worse, though.
Yes and no. Why? Because when you worship something random, what happens to it? Not halachically, physically.
Nothing.
Does it get any power?
No,
nothing. Nothing. So what? So just like you worshipped it with words or with actions, you can break it, not necessarily physically, but you can also break that by words and actions. But when you offer something, that offering is always going to be here. That's what he's asking. So I'm saying the worshipping, you can break that. The offering,
it's like, what's
when you offer a treat?
What do you mean, offering or worship?
Like a gift. Like, let's say you bring jewelry to the Avodah Zarah.
Take it back.
Giant tree, here's a donut.
Bring a gift.
It's always
going to
be in that state.
Idol,
yeah.
You can't.
It's pretty stupid, right?
Gift.
That's what they did. You know?
So you can't take back a gift, but you can take back what you did.
You can take it back, but the halachic status doesn't change because this will always be an object that was gifted, that was offered to the Avodah Zarah.
Why can't you say the same thing about the Avodah Zarah? That's always going to be something that's used for Avodah Zarah.
Change its form.
You change.
Why can one thing change its form and not the other?
Because when you worship something, you can unworship something. You can take away.
What?
You can take away the chashivut from something that you. It didn't change. You gave it chashivut by worshipping it, correct?
Same thing with the matana. You gave it chashivut.
It's always going to have this name. It was offered.
If you want,
yeah, but you're the one who offered. You're the one who gave it the chashivut.
I can have them if it was worshipped. What's the difference?
Me giving this gift to the idol is... you. I'm making that gift. I'm making it a gift. Before that, it was just a tissue box.
But you can't break the fact that it was a gift. You break the chashivut that you gave.
Why can't you break it that it was a gift? I don't understand.
Because you gave it already. Is already called a gift.
So
you can say now it's not. Now it's. But
I mean, you're saying you can do this and you can do that, but this makes sense. Why?
I mean, I want to teach us a din. I mean, I think I'm trying to explain this vara, but that's basically.
So once you offered it, there's no between whatsoever, cutting, saying.
Why?
You
can tell me why.
Yeah, I don't understand the reason either.
That's not for me.
Because a gift, you're like declare. I think maybe that you're declaring it to someone else also. So it's
saying Dibur Shalom
Okay, but it's fluid. So it's like decreed, kind of like this is as a gift for Avodah Zarah, as opposed to like a separate thing just to yourself. It's like with the you guys, it's not a
sure. Why can't you take that gift?
I think I might have one answer, but I don't know if it works. When you just say like it's Avodah Zarah and you worship it, but you don't offer anything, it's only metaphysically, it's only like verbally Avodah Zarah. It's not like you said, nothing changed. But if you physically offer it to something, physically it did change a little bit. Even if
how did it change?
Even if it doesn't, even if it physically can't accept the gift, like you said, even if the palm tree can't accept the tissue box, and now you're considering like the tissue box is like a part of it, or like part of the whole structure of Avodah Zarah. So it physically did change its form by either adding or subtracting or absorbing or something. So now that it's physically changed, it's more of a permanent structure. Not structure, more of a permanent thing.
That's much harder. Cool. There's a very, very subtle difference here. We're not learning Masechet Avodah Zarah right now, so it's not really the Tosfos just telling you the din. Hala. Yeah. Uva'id ra'u bedin. Bechavol.
Va'id ra'u bedin kashetve. Mafdig rava.
Is in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, go ahead.
Ben shofar shavu zara le shofar shayidachad v'shavu zara gufei hayachal chalik ben kolim bitur ben achad bitur.
So why did he differentiate over there between shofar of avodah zara and shofar of ina nidachad? He could have stuck according to Rabbeinu Tam by shofar of avodah zara. He could have been mechalek over there also. How? Before or after Bitul? Why did he have to go and jump to Shofar of Eina Nidachat? Ve'al korchach tzarich le'okma
L'achar Bitul K'pir Shvein Otan Ve'ma shikatul sham Barov Svarin Rabbi Yehuda de'i Kodem Bitul Rabbi Yehuda de'amar Hatam Le'el Shofar Shvarin Lo yatzad Mitzvot de'hanu de'hu
U'mi yotzar. So that's part of a sugiya over there that we're not really holding. U'mi yotzarich lomar De'mikol makom Rava Garsinan Ve'la Rabbi Yehuda. The Tosfos changes the girsa over there in Rosh Hashanah, not Rav Yehuda, rather Rava, who says what? Deha.
Deha mefarash adam tamad shuvah she'edachad lo yatam mishum niktutim miktat shur Rav Yehuda hava le'meymar mishum mitzad dehan rdetu.
And this is a sur be'ana. Tov, umiyu kashe. Now we have another question on Rabbeinu Tam. Demipere kol atzlamim en avodah zarah, ba'eresh lakish. Go ahead.
Mishtach ve'el etakel d'gavo, ma'ol mitzvah.
Right? This is... you know, very similar to what we're talking about over there. What was the question of Rish Lakish over there? A person who bows to a palm tree, what's the status of its lulavim for mitzvat lulav?
Bitulabal.
Well, let's see. It says the
Gemara. Palm tree, I say it should not be.
No, let's say his own. Yeah. His own. His own. Yeah, okay. No, you can't. Let's say you have something, right? Let's say you have glasses, right? And I worship your glasses. Are your glasses now masul? Why?
Mine.
It's my glasses. In Adam oser davar shelo. You can't aser something that's not yours. Understand? Yeah. Yeah. Or hefker. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Weiter. What does he say? What's the? He's talking about ashera shebitela that you already did the. Oh shalom. You already made the bitul. Yeah. No, shalom means. Bishanim. So he says like this. Yeah? I said it good? So, which one is the kavod way? Bishanim or Bishin? Okay, so. Hala.
I don't know
there's a difference. He has. His question was about not an ashera that you weren't mevatel. Of course not. About what? That you did bitul to the ashera. Yesh dichu yetzel mitzvot or en dichu yetzel mitzvot. Which means once a mitzvah is pushed off, can it ever come back or not? Umucha milta. Yeah. Right. It seems like over there in the Gemara that no Amora had this halacha clear. Go ahead. Right. The Gemara over there ends off that what? Even after everything, the Gemara says sabek. Even after you're mevatel the asherah that you worshipped, whether or not it's lulav is kasher, is teku, safek. Now, what's Tosfos going to ask?
Rabbeinu Tam is the only one who says,
oh! Uvehashta, leferush Rabbeinu Tam, go ahead. Oh! Why didn't Rabbeinu Tam say that according to Rava over here, that you're mevatel, that it should work? According to Rava over here, according to Rabbeinu Tam's Pirush in Rava, you have an answer to the Hekmara's question over there. That what? En dichu yetzel mitzvot, and therefore what the lulav should be? Kasher.
You're saying
We said Tegu. Why didn't he say his answer?
It's exactly Tosfos' question on Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara over there ended off in Tegu.
Why didn't you say your answer over there?
Why didn't you? Your pirush of Rava should say, "Oh, in it, Rava gives us an answer."
Who says it should be a Tegu?
It should not be a Tegu. It should be answerable. That it's kasher. In the Chutz and Mitzvot.
That works. There's one opinion that says if they know, then you just go by that opinion.
The Gemara, when it says Tegu, that means that nobody was able to offer an answer. According to Rabbeinu Tam's pshat of Rava over here,
there's an answer.
There is an answer. So why teku? Teku means that there's no answer. Nobody, everybody's stuck. Why? Ine, Rava. You're mevatel. It should be mutar. Umiyu yesh lomar. Oh, now Tosfos tries to defend Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead.
Can it also be a teku if there's two people saying something that we don't know?
No, that's machloket. Teku is when there's an unanswered question.
Can there be a teku at the end of the machloket?
Huh? No. Okay, go ahead.
Umiyu yesh lomar dahad amar Rava yata. כשבת שם ערב יום טוב. אני בעלן יש תיחוי כשביטל ביום טוב.
רבנו תם can tell you when does Rava say that it's kasher. That's only when you did the ביטול בערב יום טוב before the mitzvah kicked in. Over here, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that has a teku, what's it talking about? It's talking about on Yom Tov when the mitzvah already kicked in, and then you were mevatel, whether there's dichu or not. They're talking about two separate things. That's why Rabbeinu Tam didn't offer this as an answer, because it's talking about two different situations.
Teku is talking about like in the middle of Sukkot.
Exactly. The Ashach dichu, it could be pushed off then. Kedemuchach lekaman bepirkim. Yeah, we find something similar. Later on in our pirik, next daf, the Ba'ir Birmiya, Niktam Rosho Me'erev Yom Tov, Ve'alta Botmara Biyom Tov. Yeah? What's the halacha? The Gemara over there says, what happens if the top of the hadas is cut off, or let's say the lulav, whatever it is, it got cut off before Yom Tov, and then, so before Yom Tov it was pasul, and then on Yom Tov, something grows back, it has like a scab or something, grows back, and it makes a kasher again. That's machloket over.
Oh, after Yom Tov it's grew back?
But he says, Be'erev Yom Tov, lachashiv dichui. We said, if it grew back before Yom Tov, everybody would agree what's the halacha over there.
It's
kasher. That doesn't grow back. It has like a stump, like a scab or something. Go ahead. V'hu adin bevitela me'ayrev Yom Tov. Okay, Tov. Ulelish nakama, according to the first opinion in Tosfot that disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam, the Parishit, go ahead. Oh, from the Gemara Avodah Zarah, it sounds like that you're not Yotze, even though it's a Goy, even though it's Bitulavo. Why is that according to the first Pshat in Tosfot? He says, oh, if that's the case, if you were given the lulav on Yom Tov, you shouldn't be yotze. And it doesn't sound like that according to the first pshat in Tosfot. So he says, v'af al gav. So why be'emet over there is it saying it's pasul? Okay, now Tosfot says this is going to be the last chidush of Tosfot. Go ahead. Oh, new pshat in Tosfot that Rava is even Rava says even kasher even by Avodah Zarah of a Jew. When he said that's no good. How is that? What? Yeah. So,
how do we just keep changing our answer?
Because we keep on having questions. But we do that all the time. When you have tough questions, sometimes you have to amend your pshatim, your terutzim.
Question makes you think.
You have to recalculate. Huh? So he says, "Afilu ba'avodah zara shel Yisrael uve'ilan shenetao ulbasof avado." It's we're talking about what? A tree that was planted regular and only then worshipped. Because there's machloket. Some say, we're going to see in a second, Rabbanan say that in order for it to be Avodah Zarah, it has to be planted for Avodah Zarah. And over here, what are we talking about? Even a Jew
speaks of it, not exactly, it's been so that you can change the status of a tree.
Nachon. Uch Rabbanan de Peligale, go ahead. Which means that as long as it's not originally planted for Avodah Zarah, then it can be mevutam. Ve'afilu biyom tov rishon, the halacha is that in this case, even when it belongs to a Jew, as long as it wasn't planted for Avodah Zarah, what's the halacha? Even on the first day of Yom Tov, im natal yatsa. Why? Because it's his. And the Share Lehidiot, Vilachim Karinanbe, it's considered his, he owns it, it's mutar to benefit from, and therefore you yotzeh afilu biyom tov rishon. Umatmitin, the Shel Ashera Pasul. Oh, when our Mishnah, another pshat, our Mishnah that says, Ashera de Moshe, what's it talking about? Huh?
When it was planted for that.
Correct. Go ahead. That's why it's called Asherah de Moshe. In those times, what was Asherah de Moshe? They came into Eretz Yisrael, they saw all these trees. The goyim who planted all these trees to begin with, what did they do it for?
Had it in mind for Avodah Zarah.
That's why it's called, over there, Tachat called Aitzra Anan. Aitzra Anan, that's also this week's parasha. Yeah. You know, ונתצתם את מזבחותם, ושיברתם את מצבותם, ואשר הם תספון ואש, ופסילי אלוהיהם, תגדעון, ואיבדתם את שמם, מן המקום ההוא, לא תעשון כן לאדוני אלוהיכם. Right, this is this week's parasha.
Obviously.
Person has to know the psukim. לא?
Of course.
Yeah.
From 5 years old yet.
ודאי. Yes, he says like this. זה לא צחוק, זה צריך לדעת. יש לנו תורה, נביאים, כתובים, ש"ס. הקדוש ברוך הוא going to come and say, hello, תקשיב טוב. After 120 years, we're going to come attack הקדוש ברוך הוא. He's going to say, did you learn Torah, נביאים וכתובים? So yeah.
What
do you think Hashem is going to say?
Prove
it. Bechon.
They're going
to
bring a Torah.
Huh? Read.
How about they're going to bring a Torah?
Yeah, he's going to say read. Just yeah, he's going to read. You have to read.
He's going to go to my permits of Marshall.
Hello. He says, do you know Mishnayot, Talmud, Vizay? He says, did you learn? He's going to say, yeah, sure. Are. What's he going to say?
If you get it at old age.
Say to do Chazara.
No, what if you're very sick or something like that?
Hashem knows.
It's honest. It
doesn't matter if you knew in the past. You have to know.
I don't know how it's going to work exactly, but a person has to do everything in his power. It says, a person has to do everything in his power to retain his Torah knowledge. Rabotai, how do you retain your Torah knowledge? Chazara. And not looking at Dvarim Asuri. Dvarim, looking at forbidden images makes a person forget his Torah.
Also eating too many olives,
right? Yes. But that's only segula. Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. I like eating your plain olives.
Not too much.
Wait, what did you
once
say?
A week.
Eating olives?
Once a week.
Shabbat?
Yeah. Tov.
Yeah, think it's like, they think these schools are
like, if you sit at the corner of a table, it's bad news.
No, that's fake.
You do not want to do that. Fair. I'm like this.
Kids tell them like these schools, like Kabbalah stuff, they think it's like halakha.
You
can't eat garlic and Shabbat.
That's a, yeah, it's a mitzvah. They're very big on that.
It's very big on the fish.
Every time you go to Kolbe, what's dessert? Dessert is tea and dates. That's classic dessert.
If it's not your oneg, you don't eat fish.
Watermelon.
Don't do that. Oh, what's one of
the things? Every fish is a platter.
It has like sheep head.
Hala, hello. Sayem tatosvot. Tikrata. Hala.
בסוף עבדו בבית רבנן ושארו להדיעות מהו לעניין מצווה נעיס כרגבוה או לא.
We ask over there, what is it? Halamatzel mifshat midirava. We could have answered this from Rava that it's kosher. That what? Midkamar im natal yatsa. Why didn't we answer that over there? El Rava sviralek ravdime demasik tiyesh tichui kamibayle. Yeah, aval behapshita led yatsa. But with regards to yitziati dechova, you are yotze. Vim toma. Last question of Tosfot. Tifshot the endi chui mimatnitin. Right? There's no. We should answer that there's no dichui mitzvot. Don't get pushed off. From the other Mishnah, the anavav meruvin me'alav, v'imi'atan kasher, v'ein me'atin b'yom tov. V'amar b'gmara, ha'avar v'likitan kasher, hecha de'ashchul me'etmol, de'la pasnin an anavav merubot, ela b'shchorot, aval yirakot. Lo, וכי ישכון מאתמול דווה מהעיקרה בתחילת יום טוב דווה דיחוי, על מה אין דיחוי אצל מצוות ההלכה is that if there are more berries than leaves on a hadas the Mishnah says it's pasul. That's only when there are black berries. Now that means before Yom Tov it was pasul.
You're
not allowed to minimize the berries on Yom Tov, but if you did, the halacha is b'di'avad, it's kasher. Now, and if you did it b'di'avad, it's kasher. So now if you did it b'di'avad, it's kasher. That means that what? It entered Yom Tov how? Pasul. And then you made a kasher, apparently, in the chuyetz and mitzvot. So how does that work?
It's 50 though.
Oh, you're not allowed to. That's why it's not allowed. You have to have done it before. But if you did it on Yom Tov and you didn't Isur, b'di'avad, the hadas is kosher. So now, we prove from there that endichu yitzel mitzvot. How come we didn't bring that Mishnah as a proof?
Huh?
No, it was black. Green doesn't make it pasul. You ever saw berries on hadasim? I have.
What's on three?
They come with berries sometimes. Usually they come with it and before they package it, they take them off. That's why you don't usually see it. But many of them do him. Yeah, they're edible also. No. I'm not...
Yeah, what was Rabbeinu Tam's statement again?
Huh?
What was Rabbeinu Tam's statement again?
Rabbeinu Tam was holding, he made another chiluk, how to reconcile the stira and rava, whether yetzah or lo yetzah, whether or not it was before bitul when you're not yetzah, versus after bitul when you're not yetzah. Understand? Finish up Tosfot, yesh lomar. ויש לומר דשנה הטעם דבידו לתקן. Over there, even before Yom Tov, when it was pasul, it's in your power to make it kosher. How so? By taking off the berries. דנהי. דאסור למעט, although it's אסור to do it on Yom Tov, מכל מקום בידו למעט, you still have the possibility.
You have a chance to fix it.
Exactly. אבל גבי עבודה זרה, אין בידו לבטל. ואין ישן מבטל עבודה זרה של נוכרי. Who's the only one who could be mevatel by the avodah zarah? Only the goy. Therefore, it's not considered in my power. Even if I ask him, but I don't control it. By the anavim on the hadas, I'm in control. But over by the avodah zarah, I'm not. So, bezat Hashem, tomorrow brand new sugya. Yeah.
Tomorrow
shears at 11.
How was Rabbeinu Tam able to?
I spoke out all the marashas as we're talking
to us. How was Rabbeinu Tam able to say that? How was Rabbeinu Tam able to say that a Jew? That even if a Jew owned it, it's okay. How was he able to say that? Remember, you're like.